A pear.
Oh, you never heard that?
No. Pears, too. I guess if you had...
think it was.
I guess if you had two beads on a string, but...
I've heard a lot of old women call it a pear beads.
Hmm.
They could have 300
of them. Yeah.
What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella. I really should have said bumper shoot just to give the little professor a little, you know, who's this weird kid in Nashville, Tennessee, you know? Right. Yes, I'm going out with my bumper shoot, you know.
After I leave my slumber chamber. What do you call the thing you put on your bed over everything else?
The bedspread.
Uh-huh. At the head of the bed, you put a...
pillow.
What do you call something that you put across the head of the bed that's twice as long as the bed?
Oh, a bolster.
Okay. And you might say, that bolster didn't go partway across the bed, it went...
entirely across the bed? Or...
is that how you'd say
it? Sure. All the way across the bed?
Yeah. Okay. What do you put on a bed for?
A comforter.
Alright. What do you call the one that's made out of patchwork?
Quilt. I've got several lovely ones.
Mm-hmm. Old ladies make them?
They went blind to making them.
Hey, just for you, right?
Right.
They held these beads for David.
Run, and when the tape runs out, remind me to show you a yo-yo quilt.
Okay.
Only make them in the South, and usually it takes a lifetime to do it.
I'm sure. But don't they have about 8 women working on it at once?
Well, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
What might you call... say you have a whole lot of relatives coming over, and you don't have beds to accommodate them all. What might you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor where you might put the kids?
Pallet.
If the land is extremely rich and good for growing crops, you would say the soil is very...
fertile.
Do you have a name for the flat lowland that's around a stream, that the stream overflows in the springtime and then recedes?
The bank.
Okay. Ever heard that called bottomland?
No.
What might you call low-lying grassland? I'm sorry?
Low-lying grassland?
Yeah, it might have little wildflowers.
A marsh?
No, it's not that wet.
Oh, it's not that wet. I wouldn't call it then.
How about what's a meadow?
A meadow would just be land with no trees on it, grazing land.
Okay. What's the difference between a meadow and a pasture? What is there?
Oh... a pasture would be in a painting by Joshua Reynolds, I think, you know. Pastoral, you know, sitting underneath the tree, just sort of contemplating. That would be a pasture.
What do you call some land that has water standing in it? There's one in...
a swamp.
Yeah. How about a place along the sea where salt hay grows?
Where what?
Salt hay.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Okay, we've already given you marsh and that's
it. Yeah.
What very poor soil, sandy soil?
A desert. Arid.
Have you ever heard of loam?
No. Yeah, in fact, I think I did hear that in a college course on geology or something, you know.
If they're getting water off the marshes, you might say they're... what are they doing to the land there?
Draining it.